Well, hello. It's September 11th. Obviously, a somber day for many. If you're old enough to remember what happened 22 years ago today, 9/11. Yeah, wasn't the greatest day in our lives, but hopefully, we learned a valuable lesson. Okay, Dr. Brian McKay, not just a chiropractor, Stanford, Darien, Noble, and Canaan. And what we're going over today, I'm going to tell you what we're going over today is COVID headaches. Yes, post-COVID-19 headaches. Got a question about it recently, and I thought it'd be a perfect opportunity to start to address it because we see a lot of headaches here at Core Health in Darien. And we're going over the symptoms for post-COVID-19 headaches. And what it is it's a lingering post-COVID-19 headaches, or headaches that can occur as a lingering symptom after recovering from COVID-19 infection. They vary in length, intensity, and duration. They also have specific characteristics that differentiate from other types of headaches. So let's go over some of the signs and features of post-COVID-19 headaches. New onset. One of the key signs of development of headaches in individuals who have not had a history of reoccurring headaches before COVID-19 is a new onset headache. Never had it before, you had COVID, and all of a sudden it's part of the long COVID, I guess, journey. Some of these post-COVID-19 headaches can persist for weeks, months, even after the acute phase of the COVID-19 infection is over, a viral infection. It's considered part of the long COVID-19 syndrome. So there's different types of headaches that are associated with post-COVID-19, and they can occur in various forms. Tension-type headaches, migraines, sinus, a combination of different headache types is really what we're getting from what we're seeing with post-COVID-19. Very hard to diagnose as a post-COVID-19, but since we're seeing more of it, we have to put a label on it. Now, location of pain is another one of the differentiating features of post-COVID-19 headaches. And the headaches associated with COVID-19 recovery can kind of occur anywhere on the head. Usually you have, back of the head, side of the head, or above the eyes, but these really tend to be anywhere and can be all over if you catch my drift. Now, again, here's another thing is the intensity of post-COVID-19 headaches can vary from mild to severe. You get some head pounding or debilitating headaches, while others just have mild discomfort. So I think you're starting to see a pattern here, which no one knows, but we don't know because we can't predict why the headaches have been as bad. But it's again, we got to throw a label on it. So this is the label. Deal with it. So duration is another issue. Duration of the attacks of post-COVID-19 headaches. And these headaches can be episodic or chronic. They can come or go or persist continually for an extended period of time. Again, not much of an answer, but more of a description so you're aware of it. The associated symptoms. A lot of the post-COVID-19 headaches can be accompanied by other symptoms. Fatigue, brain fog, difficulty concentrating, memory issues, which are also common in long COVID-19 cases. So it's a sense you really almost want to call this a post-COVID-19, a long COVID headache instead of a post-COVID-19 headache. But I got to educate you people, so you just got to listen to what I'm talking about when it comes to it. I do my research on this stuff. So the triggers, stress, which can trigger any headache, physical activity, exposure to certain environmental conditions may exacerbate post-COVID-19 headaches. Ladies and gentlemen, that is so similar to any headache, but again, let's stick to what we're describing here, which is post-COVID-19 headaches. Here's the interesting thing is the response to medication in post-COVID-19 headaches is a little bit different than pre-existing headaches. The usual headache treatments are less effective. Now, why? Again, I can't answer. I'm just reporting the facts. Screen time is another factor. Individuals who have prolonged screen time, such as working on a computer, using a smartphone, can exacerbate post-COVID-19 headaches. Here's a surprise. Any headache can be worse than with excessive screen time. So it's a lot of similarities here. So what's important to realize, post-COVID-19 headaches are just one potential symptom of long COVID-19 syndrome. and can involve a range of persistent symptoms affecting various organs. If you're experiencing it, go to your doctor. Now, of course, I'm going to say go see your chiropractor because I am a chiropractor. And I do treat a lot of headaches. So in this case here, you know, if you go seek medical attention. The chiropractors aren't medical doctors. Let's not forget that. But it is something to be aware of. And if you never had the headaches before and you did have COVID, well, now you have a potential reason as to why you're having these horrific symptoms. So what's the workaround here? Well, number one, don't get COVID. And I do see a spike in COVID claims right now. People are getting sicker again. So be careful. I'm not saying you have to wear a mask, but just beware. All right, I'm Dr. Brian McKay, not just a chiropractor, Stanford Darien, Norwalk, New Canaan. And today we just discussed the symptoms of post-COVID-19 headaches. They do exist. If you have them, again, go see your chiropractor, go see your medical doctor. Get them checked out, especially if they're not going away and if they're interfering with the quality of your life. Have a great day. If you have any questions, you can always reach me, 203-656-3636. 203-656-3636. Dr. Brian McKay. I work here at Core Health in beautiful, lovely Darien, Connecticut. And let's not forget 9/11, 22 years ago today. Worst day in American history as far as I'm concerned. All right, take care. Have a great day. And again, thank you for listening.